Good evening. It is Peches Amud Aleph today, 88A1. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Kosov should say. Kimiyasha Yuchubar, Yuchar Ksiv. Again, we have this switch of Ches Beis Reish and Beis Ches Reish, which and Beis Ches Reish means to choose. El Kol HaChayim. He is attached to all the living. He's alive. He's alive. Even as an Oved Avzara, he's alive. Ish Bitachon. There's hope that he will choose the right thing. In other words, you're starting off and you're being attached to a life around you, doing whatever. You feel like I'm alive now. I can do whatever I want. Achavas HaNefesh, right? We have hope that you're going to choose the right way. She calls Manshon Chayish L'Tikva. As long as a person's alive, there's hope that he'll do tshuva. Meis of the tikva, say, once he's gone, that's the end. My time of meis on the Russia type of tikva, pasuk in Mishlei, probably. Yeah, Mishlei 11:7. It says, when a wicked person dies, hope is lost. Okay, so that's the two languages of Yevuchar and Yechubar. Okay. Of the Avodah Zarah, correct. Now, there's a Tosefta, Tanei, if you don't remember, Shoshet Varam Tzarkon Amon B'chol Yom. The person has to say three things. He has to say three brachos, it's going to say here. Baruch Shalom Asani Goy, Baruch Shalom Asani Bor, and Baruch Shalom Asani Isha. Right? Now we're going to explain. Baruch Shalom Asani Goy, Shein HaGoyim Klom. They're nothing. The what it means here is the Ovdei Avodah Zarah are nothing. Kol Goyim Kayin Negdo, all the people who are he keeps translating them as Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and for the purposes of this public, because this is publicly available, that's the way we're going to continue to translate it as well. Baruch Shalom Asani Bor. So he's not made me a boor. What's a boor? A boor is someone who doesn't know anything, right? Is that how a boor is? How do you explain what a boor is? Boor ain't boor yirechei. A person who is he doesn't know how to learn and he doesn't have a job. So he's not isbik yishuv shalaylam, and so therefore. He can't be right. Hey, I mean, this is different. This is more severe than lo amhar. It's chassid. In boy, you're right. Okay. We don't say this book. And finally, shloss on isha. That's shein hoisha mitzvah all the mitzvahs. She has the five on all the mitzvahs, meaning that there's a mitzvah of mitzvah shasman groma. Obviously, that's referring to. Famous statement. Why do we always say Shalo Asani? Why don't you say Sha'asani Ish? Sha'asani Yisrael. Why are we stressing the negative over here? What's the famous answer? Everybody at once? Hello?
You appreciate it more if you think about the negative.
No. That's not the famous answer. Maybe that's a good answer. That's not the famous answer. Anybody want to tell me? No, the answer is because mutav shel adam shel nivra. You're never going to make a bracha Hashem that he made me. Because the Gemara says it's better for a person not to have been created. What? That's a good question. That's a different problem. Right, because you never make a bracha. And in fact, I saw over here tonight, I saw a brief thing here. He says, that why don't you say the state sofim here? Here. Shamati Makshim. He said he heard some people asking the following question. Madua in ha-kohanim mevorchim b'chol yom sho'asani kohen. Why doesn't a kohen make a bracha? Baruch Hashem, that he made me a kohen. So... the answer is you can't. He says the answer is asani. You can never make a bracha asani. Again, you can't say Baruch Hashem that he. It's always in the shlita that he did not make me because Mutav Shalom Shalom Nivra. So, and then he says, but, and so Mamela, you couldn't say Shalom Sani Yisrael, because he was a Kohen is Bechal Yisrael. And then in the end, he says that Lamaisa and Eretz Yisrael, where they say Duchen every day, and you say, Asher Kishon, Kishosa Shalaron, it's Yvonal Barak Sami Yisrael Biavos, so since you say that, no, so that's just as good. Okay, that's a funny thing. Yeah. Next, Amar Abacha, Kimi Asher Yichubar. I don't know how to explain that in light of this Torah. Yes. Now, Shani Kitzel is going to be a little bit of a problem. Amar Abacha, Kimi Asher Yichubar, he was attached, again, the same thing. Even the people who put out their hands against the Zvul is based on Mikdash, and they took things from the temple, or they destroyed the temple. What does he say over here? Zvul, he says, refers to the temple. Bono Banisi base Zvulach, that's a pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech. And it benefits the whole world. So it's referring to Nebuchadnezzar and Titus, who willfully destroyed the base of Mikdash. And even these, in footnote 13, even these wicked men who terminated a source of life for the entire world, generated a tragedy of global proportions, even they have hope, even they can repent. This is what it says over here. Yeah. So the carbon yafshar, to bring them close, and that's impossible. In other words, you can bring them close in Gan Eden. They're not going to ever get that level. It's such a grievous offense. We're talking about those two. Laracha can yafshar, to put them on the, to distance them totally and put them in Gehenna. Shalsu tshuva, if they did tshuva. Aleinu oimer, but yoshnu shnas oilam v'lo yikitzu. So on these people, what's going to happen? They're just going to sleep. In other words, what's going to happen is there's three choices. You can go to Gehenna, you can go to Gan Eden, or the middle is you just sleep. Mishluft, mishluft. You're not going to get up, and you're not going to go down. Kind of like
you're
at a shear. Yeah, you're at a shear. You're at a shear. Yeah. Okay, great. A shear forever. Is that the worst thing of all? I don't know. You think Gehenna is better than sleeping?
Why? You're so against R?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, whatever. That's what it says over here. Now, Rabban de Kishon Amri, they say the following. Katane Goyim, if you have the young children who died in childhood, so they didn't really get to do Averis necessarily, but Hayuloiso Shal Nebuchadnezzar, or the soldiers who were coerced into being part of his own forces that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not necessarily their fault. They were kind of like forced to do it. That's what it says over here from the shame of Chaim Kanievsky's spear. Okay. Ein chayin v'ein nidonu. They don't, again, they're the same things. They don't live. They don't become, you know, to enjoy the Olam Haba. And they don't get judged against them either, because they're kind of like in this in-between state. They'll sleep an eternal sleep. Yeah, it says in the Gan Eden, a sweet and pleasant sleep. It's what I haven't had in the last 20 years. Okay, next. Hoy velefne bat the Avodah Zarah, person who goes by bat the Avodah Zarah, he says the following pasuk. Base geyim yisach Hashem. Hashem will uproot the house of the arrogant. Right? What's arrogance? Arrogance is like gaiva, right? So that's, it says a person who has gaiva, the more nidarm says it's like you know Avodah Zarah. So here it's very, very, it's beferish the pasuk. Rabbi Yosi Rabban Hashem Rav Levi, he says, Ra'isim Nizablam of Azor, he sees them offering a sacrifice, or like, I guess Nizablam usually means Zablam means to that they were putting out, they're putting out fertilizer, right? I don't know, over here it doesn't mean that. So he says the following pasuk, Zaveach lo Elohim Yoharam, right? That whoever brings sacrifices to Avodah Zarah, they will be destroyed. So there's certain psukim that you mention when you see them. Now we're going to see an interesting gemara here. Horaisa kusha, person sees someone who has unused. It says he adds the words in the translation. I'm not sure whether he put this for political reasons or he's an unusually black skin. That's a gichor, or a person with unusually red skin. That's a lavkan, someone with unusually white skin. That's a kipeach, someone who's bent over, very, very like a hunchback. Hananas, the dwarf. He says, Baruch Hashanah Sabrias. This, by the way, I saw a Paiskim saying this is only, you'll only do this once in your life. This is not something you'll do every 30 days. It's like, not like the other halakas. I'm not 100% sure. But I think there's a distinction like that. As a katua, a person whose feet were amputated, a small, the blind person, muke shken, person smitten with boils. Very interesting. I mean, I've seen many blind people in my life, and I didn't know there was a rule to say brach dain ha'emes. And I think that that's what they say. They're not knowing to say these brachs anymore. I saw it brought down because specifically that reason, because it's only a one-time deal. And we've seen these people, and so therefore you don't do it. Yeah.
I assume it's chashuv kmeis, but not the
emes. Yeah, but whatever it is, I don't know if that's the reason. I don't know. I think it's because it's just bad news. I don't know if it's because it's chashuv kmeis necessarily. Okay, could be.
Would you say this in front of the people, or you say it to yourself, or what?
Well, I think you're going to say it to yourself, but I want to get to that point in just a second, in just a minute.
He didn't sound like they're supposed to say that you say it every 30 days.
He does say that?
Yeah. Meiri, Torah, Ramah, Mr. Bura.
They do say to say it every 30 days? Oh, okay.
30 days will pass, last sighting, say it.
Okay. All right. In 23, see, according to some Rishonim, one recites this blessing only when seeing such people for the first time. Others rule every 30 days. Okay, so this is my focus. You're right. It's a machlokes Rishonim. Okay, fine. Sorry. Okay, so masnisa b'shohoyu shleimim b'nishtanu. This brisa that you make a bracha of brach dayan ha'emes, that's if they were born regular, healthy, and then they changed, they became unhealthy, right? In other words, they were able to see at birth, and then they became blind, and so on. That's when you make the bracha. But if they were this way from the time they were born, then he just makes a different. He makes a different bracha. He makes a bracha Moshana Esabrias. So this is what I envision myself. I go over to the blind guy and I say, "Excuse me, are you blind from birth, or did you become blind later? I need to know because I need to know what bracha to make on you." I don't advise doing that. let's not go there, but I was thinking specifically of your question. Okay. Now we're going to talk about seeing beautiful trees, beautiful people. Baruch Shekein, Bara Brios Nois by Lomai, that's the bracha. And now we're going to have an unbelievable Maisha. Maisha Rabbi Gamliel. There's a story with Rabbi Gamliel. Ra Goya Isha Not. So a beautiful idolatrous woman. Ubirchalan, he made a bracha. Bracha Kachala Bailami. So Lake Cain, Omar Zayr, Bashem Rabbiachim, Bashem Rabbiachim, Loisuchonim, Loisitalayim Cain. Frank the Gemara, it says you're not supposed to give Cain to the Goyim. So how does he go ahead and make a bracha over a beauty? Oh, that's what I would think, right? So the Gemara says, "Ma Omar, what did he say? Avas kato? May no envious eye harm you? That's not what he said. Lo Omar, Ela Shekach Bar Bias Nois Boy Lomi. That's the answer. He's praising Hashem, not the Gaya. So you don't have to be worried about that. Shekin Afilu Ra'a. Gomol noe, sus noe, chamor noe. Because the truth of the matter is, even if you see a nice donkey, a nice camel, you know, a nice horse, anything beautiful, he would also say, Baruch Shabar Brias Nois by Lover. So it's nothing to do with giving them chayin. Okay. Next question. The Gemara Yishalmi asks, is Yudaka Shor Megalil Estakal Banoshim? Is Rabbi Gamliel looking at women that he's all of a sudden making brachas on them? So the Gemara answers, no, chas v'sholom. That it was in a curved alleyway. In other words, Gamliel was coming down one way, and she was coming down the other way, and they met at the corner, and it was by accident that he happened to see her. And Gugenhagen Pufsados, it was apparently a street in Tverya that was called Pufsados, the Hebit Bosch Lobotavoso. It was against his wishes. So if he'd been aware that she was coming that way, he would have certainly gone the other way. You know the famous story with Byron Cutler, right? He was in a hotel at some convention, whatever, and he was waiting at the elevator to go in. Elevator opened, and out walked a woman who was on her way to the pool. I'm not going to obviously tell you what she was wearing or what she wasn't wearing, but apparently Byron saw this, went to his room, and he was crying his eyes out because he said, if I saw it, it means I'm shy to it. And he was very, very upset about it. Now, I mean, I just want to, if I had learned this Yerushalmi and I was there on the scene, I would have told the Baron, Michilas Kvaycha, you're no greater than the Megan Leal. You didn't have Kavana. It happened. It's not a problem. In fact, if you liked what you saw, you should make a problem. Okay, no, never mind. It's a little joke there. Okay, Korah Gavra Oimer. If what's that? I'm gonna have to go back and erase that. Okay, all right. Whoever was offended, please, I apologize. Korah Gavra. If the rooster crows, he says Baruch Hacham Harazim, the sage of the secrets. Why the rooster and the secrets? I'm not sure exactly. What's the secret? The secret is when the sun is rising. I'm not sure what the secret is over here. Mishas batuchos chokma, who placed in the smooth ones wisdom, or gave. That's the beginning of the pasuk. Then it says in the end of the pasuk, who gave understanding to the sefi. He gave. I didn't look at the footnotes here. I'm just reading. Amar Rav Levi. Amar of Levi said, but Aravia currently Imro Yovla. In Arabia, they call a sheep Yovla. And that it says, Vahayim Shochai Bekaran HaYovla. It's a scientific parsha. When the shofar extending blast, then you'll know it's time that they could go back up onto the har, right? Oh, no. Wait a second. No, this one. Yeah. This one. Oh, wait. It says over here, it's this pasuk in Yeshua. This is the verse that's part of the instruction Hashem gave to Yeshua prior to the conquest of Jericho. Okay, this is not this week's parsha, apparently. But you're right. It says, well, in this week's parsha as well. You're absolutely right. They used to call Anida a Galmuda. And it says, Vanishukulam a Galmuda, also another pasuk. Rome and Rome, Tzofkin, Lantanagol, Asefi. In Rome, they call a rooster Asefi. Omi nasa masechvi vino, who gave the sechvi understanding. So the point here is you see different languages, right? You got the Roman language, whatever that was. What were they speak in Rome? Latin? Latin? And the other place was Africa, was it? Ravaya, Arabia, and in Africa. So the point is, you have all these different languages which have roots in Lashon HaKodesh. And you know, there's another famous one. Everybody knows the Totofos, Tat Pei, right? Tat Afriki is Shtayim, Pei is Shtayim, right? So that's how we know the four sections of the Shorosh. So the shot is, and he brings that also, it seems to be obvious that this is the reason, because originally the world was created and everybody spoke Lashon HaKodesh. And then the Dor HaFlaga, Hashem spread them out. And then they were all given new languages. And some of the languages whose roots were in Lashon HaKodesh still have remnants of that in their language. It's kind of like maybe you get chizik from that, you know? That you see the idea, you see where the root came from. Okay, Harah Ochas and Omer, Bor Chacham Harazim. He sees multitudes, because you see a lot of people. So you say, here it makes sense, the sage of the secrets, because the pshat is, let me see over here. It has to be at least 600,000 people, Jewish people. Yerushalmi doesn't mention 600,000, nor does it say it has to be Jewish. So it would appear Yerushalmi and Bavli argue about this. Anyway, he says that the Midrashim seem to agree with the Yerushalmi, remember Rabbah. And then he makes a note here, just to want to just mention it. I think we said it once before, we'll say it again. In general, there's much in common between the Yerushalmi Agadas and the Midrash Rabbah. Rashi says that the Bracious Rabbah is the Agadah Veretz Yisrael. So that might explain why the Yerushalmi and the Agadas might match. Anyway, so it says, Kishen Shein Purchase Fehem Domlaz Zalazad, they're not going to look the same. Kachin Daitan Domlazad, their minds are not the same. So how, yet Hashem knows what everybody's thinking. Baruch Hakam Haraz. Okay? When he saw all the multitudes in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim, he would make a bracha. You know, all these were created to serve me. Think about when Adam Harishon wanted to eat his first loaf of bread, right? Joey, you hear this? Actually, achal prusa. So before I could eat a bread, look what he had to do.
I'm listening.
Yeah. Korash, Zara, Nikesh, Eder, Kotzar, he plowed, sowed, weed, hoed, reaped, Imer, Dosh, gathered the stalks together, threshed them, Zara, Bearer, he had to winnow them and then selected the debris from the grain, Tachan, Hirkid, ground it into flour, sifted the flour, Losh, then he kneaded the flour into dough, Kitev, formed the dough into loaves, Ofa, and smeared them with oil, and he baked the dough. Be'achakach, only afterwards, Ochal Prusa, could he finally eat some bread? So imagine all these malachas he had to do from scratch, right? Vani Oimed Basharis, we stand up in the morning, we get up. Umoitzi Kalelu Ufanai, I have the streets of Yerushalayim filled with Allah Gitazach and whatever you need, right? So this is Ben Zoma. Baruch Shabara Kalelu Lisham Cheney. Right. Originally, yeah. We're talking about after he got kicked out. After he got kicked out after the fate. Right? Yeah.
There's 10 stages in the creation of that. That's why you touch it with all 10 of your fingers.
Yes.
If you hear, I'm counting more than 10, maybe 14.
Yeah, you're right. He's talking about the tirchas. When we talk about, when we say the 10, we're talking about the 10 malachas. Mentioned in the Mishnah in Kol Gadol, right? Rei kama yigis yoga adam harishon atshamatzah cholok lo bosh. Now let's take a look at the clothing he had to wear. Gazas v'liben v'nipes v'tzava v'arag kibes v'tofar. He had to do all these things. I'm not going to translate this. The achakach on the base 88b. Achakach matzah cholok lo bosh. Only then could he wear it. And you have b'shachs. I get up in the morning. Wait to kolay l'musukma. And I have a whole, you know, I have Macy's. I have Bloomingdale's. I have whatever. So whatever I need, look at all the workers who are getting up in the morning to lay down and lay down to sleep late at night. Right? They're working hard. They're working all day long. So I get up in the morning and I find all these things in front of me. You know something? I have to say this because I just heard a thing from a thing. I shouldn't call it a thing. That's not very descriptive. It was a talk from Rabbi Lapiansky Shlita. It's a series. I forget exactly what it's called, but it was the title of it was The Purpose, The Person's Purpose. And he quotes interesting thing there that I forgot who it was. It says he was Miyached Kami Yehudim when he was making the shoes. I think it was one of the children of Noach, maybe, or Marishan, one of the original people over there. It says he was Miyached Yehudim. So the people were talking about what does it mean he was Miyached Yehudim, and then he quoted Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who said Miyached Yehudim means, and he was making the shoe, he was very careful to make sure that it was a quality product. That, you know, forget about the Kabbalahs, the Shem Yichud, no. He was being careful to make sure that he was Isaac and Yeshua Shal Oilam. When you do something, do it right. And contribute to the world. That's why you're here. And it's very, it works right in here. Okay, what's a bad guess say? What I already eat already from him. What did I drink already? Well, I ate one piece of bread. I drank one cup of wine. He had to make a meal anyway for his family. So what did I do? I didn't hardly take anything. I took the leftovers for me, you know? That's a bad orach. Where's a good guest? Say, Baruch Balbay, Sark Balbay, Satova. Come a Yain Hegel Funny, come a Katigal Sable Funny, come a Tarkal Funny. How much chocolate Tarkal Bishvili? Okay, no, I'm as a Horky Saski Spola, Sher Shoru, Anoshim. Remember to aggrandize his work that men see. Obviously, this besides the question shot that you're at someone's house as a guest, obviously, this is a mushel to a person's foray in this world. And you are the guest. And a person can have two kavanas when he sees what the Ribbono Shel Olam prepared here for us. Hashem prepared Shulchan Aruch Lefaneinu, that we have all the things that we had that we could desire. That's the way a person who's positive looks at the Bria. Obviously, the other way would be the other way. But that's Pasha to me. That's the Gemara has that in mind in this over here. Okay. Now we're going to get to Halacha Base. Al-Hazikim. Yeah. Seeing Zikim 6, he says Zikim is what? It's a shooting star, something like that. Earthquakes. Okay, it's not 100% Pasha that Zvaos means earthquakes, but that's what we're going to translate. Lightning, thunder, winds. Right, no, that you say Baruch Osim Rishis. If you don't remember, I say Yom Hagadol. I remember Baruch Shukah. So I say Yom Hagadol. This man who wrote El Prophet. When you see it at 30-day intervals, Alag Shamim Balapsurus Toivus, rainfall and good tidings. You say Baruch Hatoivah Beitiv, and Hashmoyes Harois. That's the bad Shmoyes. He says Baruch Dayim Betimus. Okay, let's go. Tony Baruch Apora. Yes, sir. Yes. Nobody else says it either. Yeah. It has to do with your chinuch. That's how they were. That's how they're machanachas. They're machanachas not to say those other words. Tony Barka Para, Masrin Al Has voice. We sound the shofar on earthquakes. Very interesting. 18. Whenever a calamity falls the community, we're obligated to cry out in prayer and sound trumpets. So, one of the calamities identified in the Mishnah in Titus is Mapolis, a collapsed building. Since earthquakes cause building to collapse, they too are included in this law. There's nothing that could be more. Shmuel Amar, in Avar Hahein Zika Bechsil. If a Zika should pass, this is talking about something that happens in the sky. So if you'd have this a comet that would go through this constellation, I mean, I don't know what this means, obviously, but it's some sort of a constellation. What do you say, Orion or something? Orion. Then Machav Olam, that would destroy the whole world. So Masim Lashmo, they asked him, we did see it happen. See, we're all here. Olain Lest Asher, he said it's not possible. Ola Elmina, Ola Ramina. It looked a little bit to you like it was through the constellation, when it was either in front of it or behind it, whatever, it didn't happen. So don't think that it happened. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel then made the following statement, Chachim Anob Shkoke Shmaya Kishukoke Nahar Dog Karti. That I'm as familiar with the paths. In other words, he understands the whole Mahalach of the stars and so on in the Shemayim. As the streets of Nehardah, a bar minahin zika, except with regarding this zika thing. Lesson Yedemahu, he doesn't know what that is. Okay, so but he knew everything else. But he Shmuel Allah Shemayim. How did Shmuel learn all these secrets? Did he go up to Shemayim? Allah Hashem Yisaper Shachim B'Chokma. It's an account of who tells man with wisdom what transpires in heaven. So sometimes Hashem teaches man about the workings of the heavens. So it was acquired in this fashion. So, of course, we have different approaches to this. as to what exactly, how did he come to this knowledge? Is it through learning, or did he study astronomy and astrology and other disciplines? You know, this is, of course, going to be a question over here, how he knew it. Okay. Eliyahu Zachal HaTav Shal Reb Nehorai. So Eliyahu asked the following question. They mob one's voice, La'ilam. Why do earthquakes come upon the world? He said, because people are not separating trumas and maestras, and that's what causes, in other words, you, it's a hate that has to do with the earth, and that's why it happens. It says Hashem's eyes are on the land, and then it says he gazes on the land and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they erupt smoke. So you see that how can these psukim be reconciled? In other words, one sounds like his gaze brings about earthquakes. The other one signals, you know, he's always looking at the land. Hashem is always looking at the land. So that's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. So how do you explain it? So the one says, obviously, if we do the right thing, then it's his view of the land is good. Nothing will be harmed. Then it's it's hard to leave off with that. I just want to tell you one thing very quickly. To leave off, we're at 9:03, so we have a second. I just want to read you one thing here that I found tonight in this Sefer State Sofim. He says, the Sefer HaBris, Maimar Yud Perak Yudalit, says the following, Yesh Noagin L'Toach Chumash V'Parshas Aseres HaDibris B'Seda Yisro Beis HaBarak. That if there's, I guess there's like thunder and lightning, That some people will open up the Parshas Yisro. They listchok aleihem b'negzayishon, laugh at them. Ki atam hu bavor kisham nemra by he calls of rockim. It says at Matan Torah that there was thunder and lightning. Klimer zuchus oisam calls of rockim al shamatan Torah shoki balnu togein aleinu minat calls of rockim ve'ela b'sukkani. So by reading the Parsha, we're showing we want that the zuchus of Matan Torah should protect us. That's the way I'd like to leave off this parsha, Parshas Yisro, which Mamash fits right in here. What we're learning, it should be Oyvid Lona was as chus, as that we shouldn't have any hezek from any natural disasters.